Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held bilateral meeting with President of Ghana, John Mahama, at Jubilee House in Accra. Both leaders discussed various ways to strengthen and deepen bilateral relations. Four MOUs were signed following the talks, including in the areas of cultural exchange and traditional music. In his joint press statement following the talks, Prime Minister Modi announced that they have decided to give India-Ghana partnership the form of a comprehensive partnership. He said India is not just a partner, but a co-traveller in Ghana's journey of nation building.
गाना में भारतीय समुदाय हमारे पीपल टू पीपल संबंधों की विशेष कड़ी है.
Later, at a state banquet hosted by President Mahama, the Prime Minister received the National Honour of Ghana, Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, by the President of Ghana, John Mahama, in recognition of his distinguished statesmanship and influential global leadership.
मैं राष्ट्रपति महामा जी, गाना सरकार और गाना के लोगों का हृदय से आभार प्रकट करता. मैं सम्मान को 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की ओर से विनम्रता के साथ स्वीकार करता हूं.
Prime Minister Modi arrived yesterday in Accra on his state visit to Ghana. In a special gesture on arrival at the airport, Prime Minister was received by the President of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. Meanwhile, Mr. Modi will arrive in Trinidad and Tobago tonight in the second leg of his five-nation visit. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju yesterday said that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the monsoon session of Parliament from 21st July to 21st August. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that in view of the Independence Day celebrations, there will be no sittings on the 13th and 14th of August. Former Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla has termed Northeast region as the gateway to East and Southeast Asia for India. Addressing the panel discussions on artificial intelligence and Northeast India in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shringla said the government has invested significantly in the development of the Northeast for its transformation. Hailing artificial intelligence as a transformative tool for the northeastern states, Mr. Shringla said that AI helps in strengthening the governance of the region. As part of its ongoing efforts to promote road safety and responsible riding, the Nagaland Motorcycle Club, NMC, installed retro-reflective signboards along the NH29 stretch at Chumukedima's second gate on Monday. The initiative was carried out in observance of World Motorcycle Day, celebrated annually in June. The signboards, designed for visibility during both day and night, aim to raise awareness among motorists and two-wheeler riders about road safety. NMC, which has active chapters in Dimapur, Kohima, Tuen Sang and Longleng, undertook the effort as a voluntary public service. ACP of Newland, Nokin Longkuma, lauded the club's dedication, noting that while such work is not their responsibility, the NMC has embraced it as a social duty.
Also, you are not maintenance to take this kind of project. You are undertaking it as a responsibility. So from Mount Himalayan and from my personal side, I congratulate you.
He assured continued support for the club's welfare initiatives. EAC of Chumukedima, Kevithito Rose, emphasized the significance of the location, describing NH29 as one of the best roads, but also highly accident-prone area where many lives have been lost. He praised the club for redefining the image of motorcycle groups and urged all road users to obey traffic rules and avoid reckless riding. The Ministry of Defence, in collaboration with MyGov and Akashwani, has announced a series of online contests and activities to commemorate the upcoming Independence Day ceremony 2025. As part of the campaign titled Independence Day 25, participants across the country can engage in the different categories of contests, which is live on the MyGov portal. The contests include essay competition on the topic, Operation Sindoor, redefining India's policy against terrorism, painting competition on the theme New India, Empowered India, and real competition on walk to the monument sites of Indian independence. The top 30 winners from the contests will be invited by the Ministry of Defense to attend the official Independence Day ceremony. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.